In 2010, I was performing at the Lake Geneva Conservancy fundraiser, and on a table they had a stack of paperback Sand County almanacs. So I grabbed it and took it home and started reading it that evening, and wham, I was hooked.
Fog over the marsh, see the white ghost of a glacier.
I knew just vaguely about, you know, his history, and that was it. So I think I had read part of the book in high school, but beyond that, this was really pretty much my introduction to him. As I read through some of the early chapters, there, I just kept stumbling across these lines where I said, oh, that'd make a great line in a song right there. And I kept finding more and more, and I thought, well, I'll write a song.
Come on home.
I was very fortunate. I played a performance at the Leopold Foundation Center north of Baraboo. And after I got done, I was about ready to go, and they wondered where I was heading for the night, and they said, well, you can stay here if you want. And they threw the keys to me for the shack, which, you know, it was just getting dark, and so I drove over there and found the kitchen matches and lit the oil lamps and went down to the river and watched the cranes fly home for the night. Just like you would expect in the book, and had a little fire out front. Kind of fantasized that maybe some of that wood was the good oak that he writes about, which is probably long gone. But had a really nice restful night. Woke up crack of dawn the following morning and played a little music out front, of course, and that was my visit. The realization that a lot of the things that he wrote about are still there. And to experience it firsthand and just to be in that environment by yourself was kind of an eye-opener for me in that, you know, yeah, this is very real still, maybe more real now than ever. You know, music can really bring out emotions that I don't want to, discount the written word, of course, but music is ancient, and even as Leopold writes about the cranes,
those clamoring cranes,
the sound of the woodcock in flight, all the birds in the great possession section, that's all music. And I think that spoke to him. And even the wind in the trees and all that, there's a rhythm to all that.
They bring life to this land, it's a sound of joy. Turn around the world.
If what I have done opens the eyes and ears of more people to his message, that's a great thing. And spreading the word about his land ethic and how we need to live lighter on the land is important. And I'm really honored to be, you know, just a tiny, tiny part of that.